Food Friday. While peak berry season is pretty short, if you do a little planning ahead, you can have great-tasting berries throughout the year. Many people have traditions of heading to the berry patch with family or friends, maybe finding some in the wild or the backyard, or picking them up at the farmer's market. Do you cook with berries or preserve them in jams or jellies or freeze them for future use? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Chef Dave Heide owns two restaurants, Liliana's in Fitchburg, named for his daughter, and Charlie's on Main in Oregon, named for his son. A graduate of Le Cordon Bleu, he's worked at a Michelin-starred restaurant in California, as well as several restaurants in the Madison area. Chef Dave, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks so much for having me back, you guys.
Well, I've got childhood memories of we had a mulberry tree in the backyard and a raspberry patch, and when the seasons overlapped, you can make a meal out of them. Do you have any of those childhood berry memories yourself?
Yeah, I do. In fact, one of my favorite berry picking experiences was I grew up in Fitchburg, which is right where Liliana's was. And right down the road where now Star Cinema is, that used to be a huge berry field with nothing but strawberries. So we'd always go wild strawberry picking there. And my favorite current memory is when Liliana was young, going and picking raspberries, and it was always one for the box and then three for her and then one for the box, and then trying to have to guesstimate how many we actually ended up buying.
Do you have a favorite berry to cook with? That's a lot of what we're going to talk about today. A lot of times it's fun to just eat them, of course, but do you have a favorite berry to put in dishes?
In terms of cooking and the cooking part, I definitely say raspberries because they're the most diverse. They've got the tartness to it that really bodes well with savory cooking, and it's not as much just about the sweet part, but strawberries do well, but raspberries for sure are my favorite.
And you mentioned savory, and I think we're going to talk some about desserts, and that's something that, you know, you kind of just naturally do. Oh, there's some berries, throw them on some ice cream or something like that. Make the case for using berries in our savory cooking.
Yeah, that's great. You know, so many times when people think berries, they think dessert, they think breakfast, they think on top of like French toast, but you know, berries and savory I think pair well, mostly when we're cooking with things like proteins like pork or chicken or whatnot. We tend to only think about those savory components, those herbal components, and being able to bring in that kind of tartness and the sweetness, a little bit of sour, can really help complement and offset kind of the umami flavor that you get from the earthy part of meat.
And one recipe you wanted to tell us about today is a blackberry pork tenderloin with citrus risotto. So how do the blackberries fit in with all that?
Well, so, you know, anytime that you're using fresh fruit with savory, I always like to either cook it down a little bit and then add some mounted butter at the end. So when you mount butter, it gives it this really creamy finish. So mounting basically means you don't let the butter break. So if I take butter and I bring it up to a boil in a liquid, eventually the oil will separate and you'll get this really greasy float on top. Mounting butter just means whisking it in over medium high heat so that the butter kind of creams into the dish you're making.
Okay. Now, what happens when it sounds like mixing that fat with the berry, like a slightly acidic berry, something special happens there that I've never tried to do myself? What's going on?
Well, it takes the kind of super acidicness away from the berry, and it helps to more complement instead of being just a big kind of in-your-face flavor.
So if we're going to do this with now this pork tenderloin and citrus risotto, we've prepared the berries with that mounted butter. I've already learned a new thing today. And then how does that end up getting in with the pork tenderloin?
So what I would do there is I would sear off the whole pork tenderloin by itself and then cut it into little medallions. And a citrus risotto, it doesn't mean you're juicing lemons, limes, oranges, and grapefruits, but taking the zest from those and kind of folding that into a really beautiful kind of creamy risotto gives you that bright freshness of the risotto, and then the kind of umami rich smoky roasted flavor of that pork tenderloin, and then finishing it off with bringing that brightness back with the blackberries.
Now I would think I probably wouldn't want to do anything where the berries are cooking forever. It seems like, you know, they're kind of a delicate taste in some way. I would just lose it if I'm baking them or sauteing them for a long time. Am I right?
Yes and no. You know, it depends. The biggest risk you have when you cook berries for too long is that the sugar will over caramelize and you can end up kind of getting this burned scorch flavor. So cooking it on really low heat for a while won't really tear it apart, but yeah, cooking it over like low to medium heat and not just cooking the stuff out of them is great.
It's Food Friday. We're cooking with berries with Chef Dave Heide, owner of a couple of restaurants in the Madison area. You can join in if you've been out standing in your berry patch. 800-642-1234. It's 800-642-1234. I'll ask you about a mystery to me a little bit. I see currants on sale, black, red, white currants, and we get them on our CSA. say. And my technique for cooking with currants is I give them to people who I know like currants because I don't know what the heck to do with them.
Sure. Well, currants are kind of tricky because they're a really mild flavor. They don't have a ton of acidity. They don't have a ton of sweetness. They just are kind of like a tart grape, you know, in terms of texture. So what I really like to do is just kind of muddle them. They actually go great in cocktails too. Ooh. So you can muddle them with like a little bit of fresh sugar, a little bit of rum, a little bit of fresh basil or fresh mint, and you end up with this really beautiful like summer cocktail, and they go great.
And how about in food? We can drink our currants, and that's
yes,
great.
That's
how about
the best dessert ever is a cocktail, in my personal opinion.
And how about eating them? What could we cook with them?
And I don't know as much for, you know, with cooking with currants, you know, you can make a good, like, currant jam. But I tend to like them just, again, kind of, like, muddled and put over, like chicken, kept in kind of more, their more whole form, because there's not a lot to them. Anything you add to them will kind of take away from them. If you are making a jam, though, make sure you add some acidity to it as well and a little bit of salt into your jam, because it'll help bring out the flavor of the currant.
Salt in the jam.
Yes. Yeah. So anytime people think about sweet, they tend to only think about sugar. But the most important ingredient in sweet cooking is adding salt, because salt is a flavor enhancer. It brings out all the flavor. So if you have a dessert without salt, it tends to be a little lacking and just kind of cloyingly sweet.
Oh, so that's why we're getting all this salted caramel and stuff
yes.
like that out
when
there.
It's ironic.
Which is awesome. I love it.
Well, it's great, though, because I think it's funny because salted caramel, all caramel is salted. Like, if it isn't salted, then it wasn't really caramel to begin
okay.
with. So it's like saying watered water. You know, it's it should be salted to begin with. But I think it's more trendy. Like, it's something that's like, ooh, salted caramel. That's
okay.
different than regular caramel.
Well, but it seems like they're putting maybe extra salt on it.
Yeah, like, well, sometimes they put salt. Like a little like flaked sea salt on or something like that. But that doesn't have really, all caramel should have salt in it.
All right, now I'm seeing this time of year, I think people are out strawberry picking. I haven't mm-hmm. done it myself yet this year. I've been making the blood sacrifice to get raspberries in mosquito season.
Oh my gosh, the mosquitoes are horrible
this year. I'm not going to spray up for the 2 minutes of raspberry picking,
right.
But I digress. All right, strawberries.
Yes.
Obviously, we could throw them on a shortcake or something like that. Can we get strawberries in savory cooking?
Oh, yeah, you can. Although strawberries for me, I love my favorite way, period, is you take a really great pound cake, a really dense, wonderful cake, put some nice butter on it, and then grill it. So you get these really kind of smoky grill marks with it. And then I macerate the strawberries. So macerating is just taking the strawberries, chopping up a little bit, putting some sugar on them, and that sugar will actually break down the kind of structure and wall of the strawberry. And you end up with this kind of like light, fresh strawberry kind of on-the-fly jam that you can put on top.
You had me at butter fried pound cake.
Perfect. I mean, how can you not like it?
Let's go to our callers at 800-642-1234. Rod is with us in Arlington. Rod, hi.
Yeah, hi. How you doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what do you want to give us, Rod?
I want to give you something. My wife, I only get about two a year because of the seasoning, and that is strawberry rhubarb pie.
Ooh, okay. And your wife makes this? You're a big fan?
Oh, gosh. I wish we had fresh strawberries and rhubarb year-round. That would be, like, my favorite. It's She takes rhubarb fresh out of our garden, gets fresh strawberries when they start to come in. Can only maybe get two or three year tops because we don't have a lot of rhubarb in the garden. But she mixes that together, a little bit of sugar, and makes almost like a custard when it bakes down. You definitely got to put a pan under it because it really boils over as it bakes. It's just the most awesome, sweet, tart flavor you ever tasted.
Rod, thank you so much for sharing that. We have a monster rhubarb plant by my compost bin. It really likes it there. So I do get to use a lot of rhubarb. Any thoughts on souping up that strawberry rhubarb pie, Dave, or does it sound like they're on target there?
I love it just the way he said, but also throwing a little bit of fresh grated ginger in there will make it that nice little pop. It'll give it a little bit of spice in there, too. And then sometimes try mixing it up instead of doing just the traditional pie crust. Do the pie crust down below and then make up like a nice crumble on top that you can mix with some cinnamon, oats, flour and butter and some brown sugar until it kind of forms a paste and a crumble, and crumble that on top, and then you get like more of a textural component with it too. And then, you know, one thing I will say, one of the things I really try to advocate for is that buying local is really great, but especially when things are in season. It drives me nuts going to a grocery store and seeing California strawberries and people picking those, even though we're right in the heart of like a strawberry season or a raspberry season, and they taste so much better when they're local.
Yeah, I do like, I mean, I'll eat strawberries year round if I can find them, But there, that is something that you really notice the difference on.
Really, and they taste starchy and kind of pithy when you get them out of season, and getting them in season where they just kind of melt in your mouth when you can chew them with your tongue. That's how you know you got a great strawberry.
Talking to Chef Dave Heide, chef and owner of Liliana's in Fitchburg and Charlie's on Main in Oregon. On Food Friday, we're talking about summer berries. Recipes to try, what to do with them, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite memory of picking berries, eating and cooking with berries, and what do you like to do with your fresh berries? We'll take anything from eating them right off the plant to preserving them, freezing them, cooking with them, savory or sweet. Or do you have questions for Dave about how to get the most out of your berries that are in season right now? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Deborah there. She says she likes to use them in her cereal, her cobbler, sure, and her smoothies. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. It's Food Friday. We're talking to Chef Dave Heide, who runs two restaurants in the Madison area, Liliana's in Fitchburg, Charlie's on Main in Oregon. He's joining us today to talk about how to use the fresh berries in season right now, maybe at your local market, maybe in your local backyard. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite kind of berry this time of year? Do you have a favorite recipe, dinner or dessert? Do you grow your own? And do you have questions about what to do with them? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back to your calls now. Allison is with us in Manitowoc. Allison, hi.
Hi there. I love the show. I'm wondering, I have three huge mulberry trees, and I never know what to do with the mulberry. I'll hang up and listen for the answer.
Now, I will say before you answer, Chef Dave, I grew up, as I said, with a mulberry tree in the backyard, and I love finding them in the middle of cities. And I've had, you know, being a small town kid in cities, I'm sitting there eating mulberries right off the tree, and people make fun of me. Or it has happened. People have mocked this guy eating berries, random berries off the tree. The tricky thing about mulberries is it doesn't seem like they keep much longer than it takes to get them from the tree to your mouth.
And they also super seedy, you know? So yeah, you get a lot of seeds with mulberries, and they do tend to get soft really quick. Same thing happens with blackberries. You know, mulberries are kind of like an extended blackberry in terms of how they hold up. For me, I like to, you can make up like a really great gastrique. So that's adding acidity. So adding something like a little bit of a champagne vinegar, mulberries, it gives this really like tart, bright kind of acidic pop. And you can use that especially in savory cooking. So like a really beautiful, like dark roasted chicken breast. And then taking that kind of mulberry gastrique and kind of drizzling it over the top, it gives you that like super bright, like pop of flavor with that really kind of roasted buttery flavor.
Let me throw this at you. You take the mulberries, toss them in that vinegar you just mentioned, and then dress a salad with it. What do you think?
You can do that too, but you know, again, one of the problems is that seediness of mulberries.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so one of the nice things about doing a gastrique is you'd add that vinegar, you'd toss them up, you'd kind of mash them up a bit, but then you could strain it through like a chinois and then get this really like fine kind of acidic, bright fruit gastrique to kind of drizzle over the top.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go now to Mary Beth in New Berlin. Mary Beth, hi.
Hi. I have a recipe. Well, it's not exactly a recipe. It's just something I put together. It's a raspberry cordial that I've been making forever. And whatever doesn't get eaten, I take the berries and throw them in either brandy or vodka and let them sit until Christmas. And then I make a simple syrup and add that. Well, you have to mash the berries to a strainer, and then you take that liquid and add it to the simple syrup, and you have a raspberry cordial that is delicious.
I've got a neighbor who makes something like that every year with, I think, currants and raspberries sometime. That sounds great.
Yeah. In fact, actually, so we have two restaurants, Liliana's and Charlie's, and at Charlie's on Main in Oregon, we actually have a speakeasy there. So there's a bookshelf. You find the right book and you pull it. The bookshelf lights up. You go downstairs and you'll find me there every Friday and Saturday night making craft cocktails. And there's no recipe or anything like that. And we actually do a ton of stuff like that. We make our own limoncello. We make our own like blackberry currant. So anything that's in season, it's a great way to preserve it and be able to drink it year round because alcohol works as a great preservative. So yeah, cherry cordial is, or currant cordials, all those raspberry cordials are great.
Thanks a lot for the call and the idea, Mary Beth. We'll go next to Sherry in Spooner. Sherry, hi.
Hi, I have an idea. Thanks for taking my call. Fresh berries in ice cubes for your summer drinks. And you can also put edible flowers in the ice cubes. So you put a little raspberry and a beautiful violet in the ice cube tray with the water, freeze them, and then add them to your drink.
Okay. Oh, I see. You freeze the berries in ice. I get it. Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, one of my recommendations, because one of the problems is if you drink a drink really quick, then it's really just for show because the ice cubes still are surrounding the berry that's in it. But if you take those ice cubes and you make the drink ahead of time, you can actually use the drink that you're making the cubes out of in the ice cubes. The ice cube itself keeps the flavor and it keeps it from watering down.
Thanks a lot for that, Sherry. We're talking about cooking and drinking with berries. Chef Dave Heide is with us. He owns two restaurants in Wisconsin, in Fitchburg and Oregon. And Dave, before we go back to our callers, a couple things. I mean, it's easy, you know, for somebody in a household to find a good source of berries. Where do you go as a restaurateur to get those fresh local berries?
Oh, thank you so much. Great question. So one of the things we try to do, we would try to work with local purveyors again whenever possible, because really a local berry tastes better. We support local not just to support local because it's the right thing to do, but because it just tastes better. So we use Maggie's Farm. She's a local teacher, and she also has a plot of land with beautiful raspberries, black caps, white raspberries, which are beautiful. And then we also have Roots Down Farm. We have a CSA with them. We do a pickup at Charlie's, but they also have amazing strawberries during strawberry season.
And one more recipe you were going to share with us, macerated berries with, I never know how to say it, crème anglaise.
Crème anglaise, yeah.
That's
so
pretty close.
Taking all of your berries, take whatever berries you have, sprinkle some sugar on top, let that sugar kind of break it down. And then crème anglaise is just basically a custard that you whisk up with egg yolks and sugar and cream or milk. And it's just this kind of thickened, rich custard. Take a little bit of vanilla bean, scrape the vanilla bean out, whisk that up into a custard, and just kind of drizzle that over these kind of macerated berries. And that's one of my favorite all-time kind of summer dessert dishes.
And speaking of macerating, we heard from Gary from Iron River. He emailed to suggest adding some Cointreau. That's a
orange liqueur.
Orange liqueur. Okay. Yep. When marinating and macerating berries, that might do what the sugar does.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. So alcohol will break them down a little bit, but sugar is really the key to breaking down a berry really well.
Let's go back to our callers. Jenny is with us in Stone Lake. Jenny, hi.
Hi. Hi. I'm from Stone Lake, Wisconsin, and I take my berries and juice them and freeze them in like a pop bottle, a 20-ounce pop bottle, and then I take that, thaw it out, and add it to lemonade.
Okay. All right. So it's not it's freezing them, mushing them, and you end up with a frozen additive for the lemonade.
Yeah. Another really good thing you can do with that, too, and this works great for, like, if you're making stocks or juices, anything doing fresh, take that really concentrated flavor juice that you have, and instead of in a big jug, try putting it into ice cube trays, and then you can kind of just take out a couple pops at a time, and it works out great.
Yeah, except one time I was at a friend's house looking for ice cubes for a beverage.
Mm-hmm.
I'd pull it out. It almost put stock cubes in it.
Oh, no.
So warn your visitors that the ice cube trays are not all iced water. Jenny, thank you so much. That sounds great. Back to our callers. Jeremy is with us in Eau Claire. Jeremy, hi.
Hi there. I just was kind of calling. I actually, I don't know if these are summer berries or not, but there is a restaurant chain here in the northwestern part of the state called the Norskenook. And
oh, sure.
They make a lingonberry sour cream pie that is so ridiculous. I probably make the trip from Eau Claire to Osseo a little too often for that one.
Yeah, Norskenook is pretty famous. Lingonberries, we hear that's like a Scandinavian cuisine, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I love them for their tartness. You know, they've got this really beautiful, like, fresh tartness to them. So that's actually one of the things that putting them in, like, sour cream or any kind of dairy really helps with. It takes away some of that acidity and kind of lets the sweetness shine through.
That's lingonberries, which I don't think I could pick out of a lineup, honestly. I've also encountered in the wild huckleberries a couple times, which are fantastic. Have you ever worked with those or any other, you know, less commonly spotted berries?
I haven't personally worked with huckleberries before, but I definitely know of them. You know, what we tend to get in the restaurant is things that are more readily available. Things like mushrooms and stuff, we tend to see some really fun exotic varieties that come in from, like, local mushroom hunters. But for berries, a lot of people that come and kind of promote them to us, it's more the raspberries, the black caps, the currants, the more, like, traditional berries and fruits.
Let's go back. We've got time for another caller or two. Mark is with us in Winona, Minnesota. Mark, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Mark?
Well, about 45 years ago in a restaurant called the Prime Rib in Baltimore, I was introduced to the strawberries that you can mash in your tongue, quartered, put it in a brandy snipper, and then an ounce of very high-end orange liqueur. Made a fantastic dessert after a heavy meal.
Oh, like a nice light dessert berries could be the heart of, Dave.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah. I love, especially like he said, drizzling it with a little bit of, he said orange liqueur. I'm guessing like Cointreau, Grand Marnier. I mean, any of those are great, a great aperitif and a great finishing.
Let's go to one more caller. Laura is with us in Twin Lakes. Laura, hi.
Hi. I wanted to call and mention cranberries. One way I've had cranberries is with salmon. So you can take and you can, say, fry up a salmon or grill a salmon and make cranberries with a little bit of sugar, saute that until it's like a sauce. Oh, it's unexpectedly fabulous.
Laura, thanks a lot for the call. It seems like you don't expect it to be great, Dave. You're
a little
skeptical.
I'm sure everyone has their own flavor profiles. I think sometimes, you know, one of the things with cranberry is that it is such a super tart flavor that it tends to kind of overpower everything that you put it with. And so sometimes if you have something that's really fresh, like salmon, taking something that's a little too bright and a little too acidic can tend to overpower the freshness of the salmon.
Can you mellow out a tart flavor like a cranberry or a tart?
Put a bunch of butter in it, like we talked about before, mounting it in. So like when I make my cranberry relish come Thanksgiving time, I always finish it with butter and it ends up just mellowing out the tartness a little bit. So yes, you can technically do it, but yeah, there are things.
Butter can make friends of any two butter dishes, it sounds like.
Better.
Chef Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Of course. So happy to be here.
That's Chef Dave Heide. He runs two restaurants in Wisconsin, Liliana's in Fitchburg and Charlie's on Main in Oregon. He joins today to talk about great recipes for using those fresh summer berries. Still time for you to share your favorite berry recipes, maybe even a picture of the berry patch in your backyard if you've got one. You can do that on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know your favorite berry-related dish.